neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
And it says on the day that needs to check. So Gemara says, when it says on the day, he should say when he comes and check. So Gemara explains there are days that he comes to check, and there are the days he's not permitted to come and check. What does it mean? Hatan, all of a sudden, he notices a spot on his hand. He texts the Kohen, he says, please come to check. He says, who are you? He says, I'm a Chatan. He says, call me after Sheva Berachot. So here Gemara is teaching us that when it says that there are days that Kohen comes and check, and there are the days that he would not come and check, means that if the Chatan in the 7 days of Simcha, Sheva Berachot, happened, that he notices a nega.
That
was in the sea. I'm sorry?
Then
I will get to it. So now at this timing, Kohen is not going to come to check. Why? Because if he checks and then the Chatan is Metzorah, so then is going to ruin his simcha. So here, the Torah is teaching us, you know, we're not going to ruin his simcha. So what is this teaching us? We learn that there are many times that according to, they call it mazaj. Know what mazaj means? Mazaj is Hebrew. Mezeg avir. Mezeg avir in Hebrew means weather. Mezeg. The Persian, they call it mazaj. Same thing. I mean, according to the mazaj of people, they like something. You know, everybody according to his thing. For example, let's say somebody walked into the Beit Knesset, he had a bag in his hand. So he notices somebody sitting at his seat. So he places his bag right by him and says, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, you can sit here. So he roamed, you know, he was sitting there, you know. So you have to go this way. Not that way, you go this way. Why? Because you put the bag there and he notices he's sitting in this place. It ruined, you know. Or another example, like let's say sometimes people leave. No. You say, have a good day. Then you tell them, don't worry, I'll clean up. Don't worry, it's okay. Don't worry. You ruined his day. And I let them go. And I, why you make him feel terrible? You say, nah.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll take So here...
Make up call.
I'm sorry?
Make up call.
So now here, Tatarsis is telling us, you know, everybody, you know, have his own thing. You know, he likes something. He likes his seats, he wants to go, he wants, you know. So let him, you know, have him... They say, let him, his heart be happy. What is it? How do you say it? Exactly, very nice. So now, another point here is very interesting. You know, Chatan is Mitzorah, ay, ay, ay. So, another point that Gemara is teaching us, Chubis Chatan. So, obviously, he did one of the seven things. So, the most common one is, he said, Lashon Hara. Maybe about his in-law, you know, maybe he didn't pay for the, you know, photographer or the thing, you know, he said sometime for Lashon Hara. So, Bavoshan, you're Chatan, Vedeshkon, you know, it's okay. So that means, don't push people to change. You know, here he says Chatan. So it's very interesting, the Torah says, Esav, Milashon Asu, when he came to this Olam, he looked like a 30-year-old man, the baby. So that means sometimes, I mean, not that it's true, but it seems like that people, they just extend the size, but it's exactly the same thing. That's how it is. That's another point. Now, the other point is We know when Chatan is under the chuppah, mochalim lo et kol avonotah. You heard about this, right? Ken yibo, v'zad Hashem.
Amen.
So now if we say, when one becomes Chatan, all his avonot is? Deleted. So what is this? This is mitzvah. How could it be such a thing?
Maybe he did the Lashon Hara after the chuppah.
No, the seed is under the chuppah. No, but the, even for the year, they call him Melech. You heard, they say, you Melech, you Chatan, you know. You know, the Persian, you know, the Kalah, they call him Arus Hanom for the rest of her life. Arus Hanom, Arus Hanom, Arus Hanom. And the Chatan is Metzorah. Isn't that something? So now, there's a very beautiful insight. That which is greater, being Chatan or go through Yom HaKippurim? You understand the comparison? Chatan, Gemara says, Mochalim lo et kol avonotav. We read from Esav, Machalat, and you know, when he married for the third time. So, Yom HaKippurim says, Ki bayom hazeh yichabah lechem mikol chatatachem lifnei Hashem kitharu. So which is greater, being Chatan or Yom HaKippurim?
Because being a Chatan, Mekapel, Avonot, and also...
No, but here we see, no, it doesn't happen. So how come you came Metzora? Understand. Now, if we say that Chatan, they forgive all his Avonot, so Kippur, also the same thing, no? But here we see, he's being warned. He has leprosy. Why? So now, the answer here is Kippur could mechaper only averot between
you and Hashem.
Chazak Avaru. Between you and Ribono Shel Olam, whatever you did, Shabbat, Kashrut, Tefillin, so on. But bin Adam Lamakom doesn't mechaper. That means Yom Kippur, whatever, Hesab Kitab. You have with other people, Hashem says, you know, I have too much to work. Have more, no, more, too much to take care of, you go take care of it with him. So here they explain, yes, Chatan muchalim lo et kol avonotav, but only ben Adam lamakom, not ben Adam lachavero. So that's why he was metzora. So when he says muchalim lo et kol avonotav, it's only the Hesab Kitab you have with Ribono Shel Olam. Just like Yom HaKippurim. You cannot say being Chatan is greater than Yom HaKippurim.
So
no.
It's the same.
It's the same. Even we say that it's the same. So Yom HaKippurim, only you'll be exempted from the Averot if you do Teshuvah. But when that you did forbidden act toward Hashem, but not Ben Adam Lachavero, with your fellow Jew. This is Chatan, exactly the same thing. So you see,
Chatan would go and just ask forgiveness from other people, wouldn't get the Mesorah.
Well, so here the sign that we see, so obviously when he says Mochalim Lekol Avonotav, so he might have, you know, friction with other people. That's why he got Mesorah, who said something. So it doesn't mean that when he goes under the chuppah, they delete all his avonotav that he committed. He just said, Lashon Hara, here it is. But the point of matter here is we see, even, Chatan that goes under the chuppah, that we are told that they forgive all his avonot, but Ben Adam Lachavero, wow. You have to be so much careful that Chas V'Shalom could not create pain or Chas V'Shalom put him in a stress or it's a terrible thing that will Chas V'Shalom will be bothersome. Whatever that we do, especially what we go through at this moment, you know, that we try to metaken Chet Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, you have to be very cautious that Chas V'Shalom will not bring בתרוגים, for our mistake. השם יזכנו, נזכה בעזרת השם.
כהן לנשמות, הלל כהללו כה, כהן לנשמו, נשמו שלי. כהן לנשמות, הלל כהללו כה, כהן לנשמו, נשמו שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.